so? Where are you?
I'm in Lexington, Kentucky.
Lexington, Kentucky?
Yes, sir.
Well, when will you be in Albany?
Well, no, we'll do it right here on the phone, if that's all right.
Huh?
We'll just do it right here on the phone.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I thought you wanted to do it personally.
Well, I do want to do it personally. I just can't get to all the places all the time.
You're welcome. I'll do the best I can here with you.
How did you get to Georgia from California before we start?
Well, I was pitching ball in San Francisco for a industrial league. Club,
mm-hmm.
Like the L. Ray Brewery at that time. And so I was picked up, I believe, by Cincinnati, signed a little contract there, and a bunch of us went to Oklahoma City out there during the dust storm.
Mm-hmm.
And not Oklahoma, Bartlesville, Oklahoma. And we worked out there, and then we were to be sent out, so they sent me to the Evangeline League in Louisiana in 1935.
Mm-hmm.
So I played there. I won 20 the first year, and then went back to, 36. Went back next year, and I won 20. Well, I went, next year I was about to quit. I went to Generette. That's in the same league. I won 20 there. And, I couldn't move, so I just about quit. So the guy that managed Generette, Louisiana, I'll think of his name in a minute, good friend of mine, too. He took over I just quit. I said, hell with it. I win 20 ball games and can't even move up one notch. You can stick it.
It was tough back then.
You bet it was. I'll tell you what. I strike out, lead the league, strike out, play the outfield, win 20 ball games. So I couldn't move. So anyway, I quit, went back, and got a call from the manager that had, he took over Cordell.
Mm-hmm.
And asked me if I'd come out and play. I said, well, I don't know. I just, looks like no matter how many you win, you can't move up anywhere. And I said, I just wanted to kind of move up a little bit. So he said, well, come on out and play for me a year. He says, so anyway, I said, okay. So I went on out there. I think $150 a month.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, wasn't that something?
It's hard to imagine.
Oh, yeah. So I went out there, and I pitched 30 complete ball games, won 28. We won the championship, won in the playoff down there. And, so anyway, next year I moved up to B-ball.
Three years of 20 wins and you're up to B-ball.
Yeah, 20 years and 40, 50, 68 wins in 3 years and led every league in strikeouts, struck out 218 at Cordell. So I moved up to B, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And, I went 1938. And it was the year before, 37, it was the world's worst ball club. You know what they said. They just didn't win. So I go up there and got to pitching up there. B-ball wasn't any different than anything else wherever I went. So I had a month to go. Pitched up till about the last month of the season. Alvin Crowder.
Oh, yeah.
From Washington.
Good pitcher.
Oh, yeah. Well, he owned the ball club.
Oh, he did. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, Alvin Crowder owned the Winston-Salem ball club.
Excuse me just a second, Ace. There's a kid here to see my kid. Hang on just a second. I'm sorry.
Joseph? Joseph? Daniel's not home.
Go
by the phone.
I'm sorry, Ace.
That's all right.
Go ahead.
So, I pitched there. I was pitching along all the time. He called somebody, one of his clubs. He said, somebody better pick up this fella. Said, I got a hell of a pitcher down here. And they said, well, he's too small. Made some kind of a damn excuse. I weighed 100 and pitching at 186.
Huh.
In nice, in good shape and all. Well, anyway, I had a month to go, and I had 17 wins and leading the league in strikeouts.
My goodness.
And they sent me to... So Alvin Crowder told me, he said, we're having a night for you. He said, I'm going to give you a shotgun, and we're taking up everything for you. And he said, you want me to tell you this crap I'm telling you?
Yes, sir, by all means.
Well, all right. So anyway, he said, I can give you a shotgun and give you the money, price of the shotgun. He said, you've had a did a great thing for me. You filled the stands. You've done all this stuff. So I said, well, just give me the money. I ain't got no place to hunt. And I'll just take the money and maybe get me through the winter. I wasn't making very much there either, you know.
I'm sure.
So he said, well, you recall, they want you up in Nashville. And he said, they need a pitcher bad, and that's the Southern Association.
Mm-hmm. What's that, double A?
Still around, I guess. So he says, just pitch a little bit tonight and catch the bus. And put you on the bus and ride over to join the club at Knoxville from Winston-Salem. So I pitched one inning and had a big crowd there and everything, and so after I pitched the inning, I left the ball game, and boy, of all the damn booed and raising hell you ever saw. So I went and I had to catch the bus early and went over to Knoxville, and I'll tell you what, Charlie Dressen used to manage Brooklyn.
Sure.
He was managing Nashville then. So I go over there, and I had a hell of a time. I said, he tried to sign me for about $200-$250 a month. I said, no. I said, by God, give me $300 a month or I'm going on down to Florida where my wife is. I said, you can just take it and shove it. So I got $300 a month there. Ain't
that all right?
So, got in, rode that night, and got on there and rode up and got there in the morning, and it was a double header the next day, and Nashville against Knoxville, so I had to pitch the second ball game, so they put me right on in there. So I pitched two extra innings and tied, didn't have lights then. It was tied on account of darkness, 4-4. And the first baseman made an error and let in two runs. I had a beat 4-2. But it went two extra innings and called on account of darkness. That's my first game in the Southern Association. Tied ball game. I didn't get a win there.
Mm-hmm.
So from then on, I don't know what I did the rest of that season, but the next season I went in there and did pretty well and fixed the whole next thing, got hurt. But trying to remember some of this stuff. In 1940, I led the Southern Association in strikeouts. I won 13, I had 13-5, I think it was. Won 13 and lost 5. And that's when I got hurt. I had to reach out for line drive. It hit me on my pitching hand on my wrist.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't throw a curveball very easy. Couldn't bend my wrist. Just, so I just pitched about 2 months there with a, with now just a kind of a dinky curve and fastball changed pace. I won 13, lost 5, and so I didn't belong to anybody then, you know. So belonged to the Nashville Ball Club. Originally, Brooklyn had me, but they gave up on me. So I led that, led the league strikeouts in sports. So then I won 2 games in the Dixie Series. Against Houston, I mean Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
Fort Worth, yeah. Ray Starr was pitching to Fort Worth. He pitched little in the big league. So they came in there and pitched, and I beat him in the little cracker box there, I think 7-3 or 4, whatever it was. So they said, well, wait till we get Adams out of Houston, that big ballpark. And we'll wear him out there. Hell, I like to pitch the big ballpark too. So they didn't even get a man to third base. I shut him out. So I won 2 in the Dixie Series. So we on the way home. Larry Gilbert owned the ball club, you know.
Sure.
Gilbert, the guy that owned the stockyard.
Yeah, famous man, really.
Huh?
A famous man.
Larry Gilbert?
Yeah.
Yeah, his son, I forget his young son. He got 2 sons that played baseball.
Yeah, Tookie Gilbert and...
Tookie, yeah. Tookie's the one that played with us. A nice left-hand hitter, I remember.
Yeah, and I don't remember the other. The other may have been Larry Jr.
Yeah, that's right, Larry Jr., but he didn't, I don't know when he quit. But
he never got, Tookie got farther.
One of them made the big league, did they?
Tookie made the big leagues for a while, actually with the Giants, I believe.
Is that right?
Yeah, I remember seeing him when I was a little kid out in the Pacific Coast League.
Yeah, is that right?
Played with Oakland, I believe.
How old are you?
I'm 50.
50?
Yes, sir.
Well, I got you beat some.
A couple years.
But anyway.
I'm gaining on you, but go ahead.
You're paying this phone bill now.
Yes, sir.
So anyway, we go back. Larry Gilbert, they had all had beer and everything on the train on the way back, you know, and we were celebrating. When I won that ball game, we had one more to win, see, and I think Jeff coached. I told him, well, if you can't win, I ain't coming to the ballpark. Larry said, hell no, you can stay away. So I said, if you can't win the next one, wait till we get back to, I was a little cocky too, you know. I wait till we get back to Nashville, and I'll close out. But anyway, Jeff Coates pitched and won the next night. I wasn't even there. I couldn't stay away. I tried to stay away, but I tried to get in the ballpark. They wouldn't let me in. Didn't recognize me.
That's awful.
Anyway, I told them I had to send to Larry Gilbert, somebody let me in the damn ballpark. So anyway, that was kind of funny. But so anyway, we got home and they had a big party for us. When the train got in, it was early. Early in the morning. And shucks, most everybody on the train was, you know, in abbreviated or whatever you want to call it. They all had plenty to drink and
uh-huh.
Sleeping. And the train only stopped there for about 30 minutes, I think, and then it pulled on out. So I was running up and down the train there and waking everybody up. But get your butts up, get your butts up. We're in Nashville. And we're home. Get up. Some of them got groggy-eyed and everything. I'd already been up and dressed and ready to get home. So before we got off, they had us line up on the steps of the train where they took pictures. And I saw people out in the, a big crowd there all around us, you know, all around the train where we're getting off. And I think I still got that picture where they took five or six of us standing on the steps in the door. And there was my wife pretty close to the door. She was waving headlines and in the Nashville banner that Adams bought for the New York Giants.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, she had that, and there's several more of them waving the thing. I didn't even know it until I got back on the train looking off. So we, I got with her, and we went home, and we had a supper down there that night, a big meal for us, big kind of a thing. I'm kind of tired. I just like to relax and have a few beers. I said, I don't think I'll even go to the damn thing. So, oh, she says, you got to go. You got to go. They're kind of counting on you. I said, well, okay. So, I went down. She and I went, and by God, good thing I went. Under my plate, Larry had a $1,000 bill for me, you know. So, I think they sold me for $65,000, gave me I don't exactly know, but I think I heard it was $65,000. That was a pretty good price then.
That sure was. That was a lot of money then.
And I got $1,000 for it. So I go. They tried to sign me up at the. So anyway, I go to spring training and we trained in Coral Gables, I believe. Well, yeah, Coral Gables stayed in Miami, and we trained in the Orange Bowl.
Uh-huh.
But we stayed at the Miami Biltmore in Coral Gables Hotel. But anyway, tried to sign me up, $2,500. I said, yeah, that's right. $2,500, I said, my God almighty, I can't live on that. Well, that's what you got to sign for. You know what they owned you. It's like a mule, you know.
Yeah, well, you didn't have any choice.
So anyway, I said, well, I just don't know. I guess I'll have to go home again. And I just damn sure can't do it. I can't live on that. I said, I got farm down there. I can go down and work it. I can make more than $500. So they gave me $3,500. So my first year baseball, I had made $3,500. Got to sign the contract. I got them here at the house. $3,500. Ain't that something?
That is amazing.
Living in New York on $3,500.
They get that for a week now, or for a game, I guess.
What?
They get that for one game now.
Well, shit, they get it for one inning. They get more than that.
I guess some of
money.
Yes.
So anyway, we opened up in Brooklyn. Well, I had a good spring training. They didn't even pitch me what I wanted to pitch. I went down there and I was really in tip-top shape. I really only wanted shape when I got down there. I went there in shape. I stayed in shape. So I pitched and did what I wanted, what they wanted to do. I doubt if I scored on all spring. They didn't let me pitch enough. I needed a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
So we got up into... am I bothering you telling all this?
No, sir. This is what I want to hear.
Okay, all right.
I'll tell you when to stop. Just keep going.
All right. So I was up on the... I was up on the bench. See, they figured me as a relief pitcher anyway. So, I'm sitting on the bench. It was opening day in Brooklyn, of all things, with all arrival. We opened the day in Brooklyn
mm-hmm.
In 1941. So, I was sitting on the bench. I was just enjoying the damn ball game. First major league ball game I'd ever seen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoying the damn thing. Everything looked pretty big to me. So after a while, Bill Terry was managing, you know. He said, Adams, go down to the bullpen and warm up. And that was about the 50th inning or something, 40th inning. I don't know who opened. I know whether Hubble or Melton, anyway. No, Hubble opened, I guess, and, or Schumacher. I just don't remember right now. I have to think back, see if the paper here. So anyway, I went down there, and I just messing around down there, and Melton was down, big old Cliff Melton, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he and I was buddy in spring training, and he's 6 feet five, and I was 5 feet ten and a half. And we ran around together. He kind of took me under his wing and helped me a lot, told me all kind of stuff. Very good friend of mine. Every time we went anywhere, he'd say, here comes the long and the short of it. Where we went, we were kind of together.
Easy to tell you apart.
Kind of took a liking to me. But anyway, we had a good time. He said, Ace, he says, I know Bill Terry. He said, you better warm up. Now get ready, because your butt's going in that ball game. I knew. I said, he'll never put me in this opening day of this thing. I said, he says, well, do this for me. He says, get hot. Just get hot like you're going to start. I said, see, he knew Bill Terry better than I did.
Mm-hmm.
So, my gosh, first thing I knew, they got in trouble. And I really got hot and warmed up real good. I was ready to go. So, damn, he didn't call me in and put me right in that damn ball game. And first damn major league ball game I'd ever seen. And I pitched the last four innings. I think the score was tied when I went in. And I pitched the last four innings and held them for four innings, and we scored a damn run, and I got credit for the win.
That's a great start.
First damn Major League Baseball game I'd ever seen. So, damn, Terry come run out that, you know, he had, I belonged to Brooklyn at one time, see,
right.
Early, see, and he wanted to. You have to know Terry to know. He had to show him up a little bit. You know, they had the thing, and he said, the saying he had one time, is Brooklyn still in the league? You know?
Uh-huh.
Well, that caused all this rivalry all these years. So anyway, I got credit for the win. He came out there and picked me up in his arms, and the old ball club come around me and got in the clubhouse. I didn't know anything was going on. Brannick was our traveling secretary that took care of us.
Mm-hmm.
He says, where's Brannick? And tell Brannick, come in there. You know, he was kind of overbearing anyway. Tell Brannick, get in here, traveling secretary. Right before the whole damn ball club in the clubhouse, Brannick came in. What you want? He said, tear up Adams' contract right as of now and add him $1,000 to his contract today, starting today. I thought, right before the whole damn ball club. How about that? So, that's the way I started. So,
that's
I held up year after year. I guess you can see my little old pissy record in the book.
Well, that's, you were years ahead of your time.
Yeah.
They converted you from a starter to a reliever, and you stayed there, and you set records, it seems like, every year.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like being switched to relief?
No. I told him, I said, it didn't make any difference to me. I wanted some money. So I kept pitching in relief, and I said, now listen, I can start. These start pitchers are all making more money than I am. And I said, I can start. And I can finish. I'm in good shape. If I know, I, you know. So I think it was 1943. I believe it was 1943. I was in 9 out of the first 11 ball games. You know, when it came back in, nobody's in shape but me.
Uh-huh.
So I said, I want to start. So anyway, Mel Ott was managing then, and I said, I want to start because I want some damn money. See, you couldn't make any money relieving. Relieving was a low dog, you know.
That's right.
He was low on the totem pole. And it means a hell of a lot. Because I was a good stopper. I just got a letter from a guy in California a while ago telling me where he leaned over when he was a boy, leaned over there and talked to me over in bullpen. He said, I could hear that ball pop and watch you throw to Ray Berry's bullpen catcher there. He says, oh, how I hated the Dodgers. But he says, now I'm working for them as a scout. And I got the letter from San Clemente out there. That's where he lives. And scouting for the Dodgers. And, well, I was just out there 2 weeks ago. I went out there to visit. I spent 2 or 3 weeks out in California and Oregon. Anyway, I haven't answered his letter. He wanted me to write a little something and send it back to him, send me a stuff. So, anyway, now let's see, where was I? I was,
You were getting ready to start. You'd asked to start.
Oh, yeah. So, they said, all right, we'll schedule you to start. They said, we got a doubleheader with Boston. That's the Atlanta Braves today, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you can start, you and Cliff can pitch the doubleheader. Cliff Melton. Melton pitched first, you pitched second. So that was all put in the paper and everything. So on Thursday, I pitched 2 innings in relief. I don't know what I did in that game. And Friday, I rested that little bit, probably warmed up. And Saturday, I pitched 4 innings. And won that ball game, and against the Boston Braves. Going to the clubhouse, and Mel says, "Now they're trying to keep me from starting. Is what they're trying to do. They wanted me to relieve. See, so, Mel said, "My God, don't look like you can start tomorrow." I said, "Listen, Mel. I said, you're just trying to screw me up. Now I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to start that damn ball game if I don't pitch 3 innings. I'm scheduled to start it. You've had it in the paper. Or I'm going to be, I don't know what I'm going to do. I might just go home. Or I'll be mad as hell. Now, you just do what you want to do. All right, Hard Ed, you're going to start it." I know damn well he's pulling against me. You know what I mean? Didn't want me to pitch well. That's why he started me in the other. So, after the 4 innings on Saturday, turned right around, pitched 9 innings on Sunday.
Did you really?
And had a no-hitter going into the ninth. And I beat him, I think, 7-2 or something like that. Scored a couple of runs off me in the ninth. So, pretty good record. I got the clipping here. So, by God, they called me in the office the next day. He says, "All right. We can't afford to use you as a starter because we can't use you enough. You can pitch every day. How about, will you relieve the rest of the season if we double your salary?"
Wow.
I said, "Sure will." And I said, "I'll come out and help the groundkeepers." That's what I was after. So that made me happy as hell, so I relieved the rest of the year. So you look at my record, I pitched quite a few ball games there. I broke the record, world record twice, and, you know, in the number of games.
Yeah, twice in a row.
Yeah.
And at one time you...
What else can I tell you now?
Well, I got several questions for you.
All right.
You've covered a whole lot of it. 43 was, I guess, probably your best year. They chose you for the All-Star game.
Yeah.
You didn't get in the game.
No. Got the watch, though. I was lucky to get the watch.
It's still an honor to be selected. It's still an honor to be selected.
Yeah.
After, you were not a real young rookie when you came up, and after about 5 years, you were you were in your mid-30s, you jumped to the Mexican League.
Oh, yeah.
How'd you do down there?
I just made $50,000.
Oh, my goodness.
I was about ready to, see, I was making, I was only making $9,000. That was my top salary.
Mm-hmm.
I was a guy with the Giants. And hell, they just watered me down there, and I went down. I made $50,000. Can't blame me for that.
Goodness, no. How long did the league last after you got down there?
Oh, another year.
Did it last that long?
I didn't even go back. I didn't even want to go back. You know what I mean? I was going to retire after this year anyway, where I was. You can't make over $9,000. I had an established farm down here. And, after that, well, they offered me a good contract to come back. After, I, you know, they, after they found out, hell, I was managing a little old team down here for the Dixie Lily Milling Company in Florida. It's paying me good money.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to, if we won the thing, we were going to go to the thing in Wichita, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
After that's about 47, see. So I got the, hell, they called the damn minor league big shot. Hell, they barred me off the damn field. Said I was barred from baseball, see.
I'll be darned.
So I had it won all but the one more game is all I had to win. I was going to pitch it.
Well, that wasn't professional.
Was
you were banned.
I figured it was.
You were banned from professional ball. That's...